Let me set this here. I'm here with Jose, and he sold us his property on Prosperity. And I'm just going to have a few questions for him in regards to his experience with Freedom Home Buyers. So first of all, Jose, how did you hear about us?
Well, actually, I was referred by another company. So I received one of those postcards, mm-hmm. and I was going through some turmoil with my house and the actual buyer that I had before, which is rent to own. And when I saw it, I was like, let me see what I have, you know, they have to offer. Mm-hmm. So I called them and I explained the situation with the house. They said that the house was not the type of house they were looking for, but they were referring me to somebody, and that somebody was you guys.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And within a day, you guys were in touch with me. Then, you know, we set up an appointment for probably like 2 days later, and then everything rolled from there.
Okay, so within less than a week turnaround time, and you had someone out to take a look at your property.
Oh, yes.
And discuss. When you were reaching out, I know you mentioned that you had some turmoil with the property that you were selling, or that you were wanting to sell. Were your expectations when you reached out just to get a quote to see what it was worth, or you were already in the decision that I got to get rid of this property?
So, I am that person that I'm down to business. So before I actually set up the appointment, I put my, you know, ducks in a row with the person, which I can't remember his name, but it was Obi's son.
Blaine.
Uh-huh. And he's like, don't worry about it. We're not the type of pushy people that wants to, you know, steal your house from you. We just want to see what you have to offer. We want to make you a fair offer. And I said, well, you know, I studied the market for the house. The house could easily reach the $190,000 if fixed. I did not want to go through the fixing process, mm-hmm. because all that money was, I was just throwing the money in the house to see if I could get it back. And then, you know, on top of that, you have to deal with realtors, and you have to deal with closing agents, and you have to deal with, and I am not in the mood for that type of stuff. Never been. So I was like, okay, so this is how much I want to get out of the house. We wiggled a little bit because there was some cost that I wasn't completely aware of. So, you know, I gave up some, you know, part of what I was looking for, and they gave up some, you guys.
Yeah.
So we actually met in the middle.
Good.
Because the cost, when it came to the cost of repairing, we were both on the same page. So I was like, okay, so I know that's exactly how much it's going to take to fix it. So I know he's talking with the truth.
Yeah.
So that put me on an ease path. You know, I felt comfortable dealing.
Good.
With the company. And then, you know, we set up the appointment, and from visit to contract was probably like 2 days.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's good to hear. In regards to choosing us, I know that you said that you had reached another person who said that the house wasn't really in their buy box. It wasn't in their range, and they referred us. Did you reach out to anybody else other than us?
Okay. No. Once you guys called me and we talked, like I said, you know, it was like, okay, this is what I'm looking for. I need a company that knows and talks with the truth, and it's not gonna try to steal the house from me. Because I had, like, the company calls me for, they offer $130,000 if I would take that cash at the moment. Actually, no, they offer $80,000 cash at the moment. I was like, you know, I'm not on drugs. I don't need it for a cure. You know, it's my house, and I'm not gonna give it away.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know, we're investors, so basically we have to make some money, too.
They were looking
like,
at the bottom line, yeah.
Yeah, so no, I was like, no, we're not going to get into business together. I feel like you're too aggressive.
Yeah,
So,
and that's good to hear. So you liked the communication, you enjoyed the conversation with our acquisitions team that reached out to you.
Sean.
Then Sean coming out and talking with you.
Yep.
In regards to a 1 to 5 star rating on what we just talked about, and then the communication with us, And the offer that was made, and then just overall how you felt that you were treated from 1 to 5 stars, with 5 being the most, what would you give us?
I'll give you guys a 5.
A 5.
Because
once I had
that conversation with Obi's son.
Uh-huh. Blaine.
Sorry, Blaine. Once I have that conversation, we set the price basically without him looking at the house, but mm-hmm. he trusted my word.
Yes.
And I learned to trust his word as well. So when Sean came to the house, he looked at the house, and we talked about repairing, you know, how much was gonna take to repair the property and whatnot. We were both in the same numbers.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
And he's like, I see you guys, you know, when you talk to Blaine, basically everything I explained to him, he saw it on the house. And I pointed out to him, this is what's going on, this here, that. And he's like, okay, well, you know, I think we can do this.
That's good. Yeah. That's definitely an important part, having the integrity and the upfront honesty on both ends. So
we
appreciate that from you as well. And I think that that suggestion can help future customers, knowing, like, the more upfront we can be with each other,
exactly,
the easier the process is going to go.
If you know there's problems with the house, just bring them up front.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you would be wasting your time thinking that they're not going to find it.
Right. And we don't want to waste your time giving you a really, really high, high quote, thinking that, well, what if something comes up? Now we're going to have to go back and continue to renegotiate, major back and forth. We want to make sure that we get everything done and as quick as a manner as we can that's appropriate, especially to whatever your situation is. So if you came across someone that was interested in selling their house, whether the situation was just, you know, mirrored your situation, with what was going on in your property that you sold us, or if it was another situation, would you be willing to refer us?
Oh, yes, company? Definitely.
Great.
And the thing, do your homework. If you are going to sell a house, do your homework, and you'll see once you talk to, whoever wants to sell a house, talk to Freedom, they'll see.
Yeah.
You know, if you do your homework,
match what your homework was. Yeah,
exactly. You'll see that they're not lying to you. They come up front with what the market values are and whatnot. Just do the homework.
Yeah.
Do the homework, and you'll see who you're dealing with. Yep.
Now, we've spoken a little bit about some of the things that off of this recording, just me being aware of some of the things that came up in regards to some of the issues with title. And even though that was really out of our hands, we definitely hold high value and high regard over our title companies that we use. I know that there was, in your situation, there was room for improvement in regards to the communication on that end. We love to hear where we can improve, so that's going to be something that I get to discuss with the team, and I appreciate you sharing those concerns. So outside of the title agency communication improvements, was there anything on our end that you see that we could improve upon in the future with maybe some of our other clients, or do you wish that there was something that would have gone different on our end with this transaction with you?
Well, this was, I would say on your end, everything was on point.
Perfect.
And even when I sent text to Melanie or emails to Shelby, I was actually talking to Obi. Sorry for the, I just thought it was kind of cool that he had Shelby, So, but anyway, the communication, when I sent an email, it was like instant. Shelby, the real Shelby would get it. I hope it was the real Shelby and the real email. And then Melanie will contact me right away.
Yes.
And then things just move automatically. I don't know what type of magic wand she has, but everything just like, boom, done. So on your part, everything was fine. The title company, however, I would say they been in the military for 20 years. I learned how to follow up and push, and make sure things happen at the right time. And I don't know if I was pushy with them, but I can say that if it wasn't because I was following up on their steps and informing Melanie, because maybe they were giving Melanie some information, but the information was not correct, because when you have them call me to get the same information from me more than 3 times on 3 different days, then you know somebody's not doing their job.
Right. There's a breakdown in communication.
Correct.
There. Yeah. So, well, we appreciate you letting us know that, because that's, we take pride in every step of the process, whether it's something we can control or not. So correct. That's something that we have. We didn't have control in that situation, but we have control moving forward to make sure that that doesn't happen again in another transaction.
The title company has to be honest with you guys. If there are missing information, then information, whatever the case may be, that's the information they should provide you, so you can follow up either with me or whoever, so that the process keeps moving. Correct.
Yes, yes.
The title company doesn't need to call me 3 times to get my social, for example.
Right.
They have to, the first time, put on the system, run my information. If it's good, it's good. Don't bother me again for that.
Yep.
You know?
Well, we'll definitely make sure that we're on the same page with that particular title company. And we appreciate your feedback, because that's just going to make the future transaction
correct.
So much easier. And if, and especially when it's something that doesn't happen so often, and we, you know, we've never been communicated where that was that type of issue. So that's an amazing opportunity for growth. So again, thank you so much for giving us that information. And unless you had any other questions for me, I know that that you answered all of my questions. I appreciate your time. And I want to thank you from our team to you for being able to do
business. I want to thank you guys for
business.
Helping me get rid of the house.
Well, thank you
that
so
awesome.
Much. I'm going to...